Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Saw in the news, there's a hardware store in San Francisco making headlines because they solved their shoplifting problem. The new policy makes you wait at the front desk until there's an employee available to walk with you as you shop, making sure that you don't grab anything and run out the door or put it in your pocket. I guess that's better than putting everything behind glass and forcing customers to look for a clerk to open the locked cabinets. The results are in, and the hardware store says the policy certainly surprised many. Regular customers were okay with it, fully understanding that San Francisco certainly not what it once was. Crime is likely going to continue trending higher this year, and a new, fancy way to handle it is being talked about locally. I first heard about one of the local candidates saying they were a big fan of something called restorative justice. You and I have been tracking goofy public policy ideas for many years, and like so many of them, restorative justice sounds good, even makes a little sense, until you factor in reality. The concept of restorative justice argues, instead of a straightforward prescribed punishment for the guilty, levied by a judge or jury, under the new way, the guilty person is forced to talk to the victim, and after a conversation, the victim decides the type of restorative justice that should be served by the guilty party. The idea is, through these conversations between victim and criminal, that the criminal will be less likely to reoffend because he will absorb the consequences and the process better, hopefully turning over a new leaf rather than just sitting in a cell for a period of time. This sort of thing might work in countries that use it for nonviolent crime, but here in America, you just know that the restorative justice process would get hijacked by far-left issues advocates, hustlers, and other opportunists that benefit by pitting one group against the other. That's because in typical restorative justice, the conversation can be quasi-public. So you have the victim talking to the criminal in a room full of people that all have their own experiences, observations to add to the soup. What a mess. In our age of social media and the age of AI around the next bend, our society is far from ready to tackle something like this. We're just not up for it. I would recommend not voting for any candidate pitching the idea of restorative justice. Such a radical idea belongs in a utopian Star Trek movie script, not in the gritty California courtroom where only the most serious offenses get you any time, anyhow. This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.